Talking all things agriculture, planting the seeds with Asanda Beta on SAFM.
Welcome to Planting the Seeds. This morning, chatting to Moses Lubinga of the National Agricultural Marketing Council. He sits in the trade unit as senior researcher there. We continue our chat, which began yesterday, talking about the economic impact of South Africa's agricultural exports, zooming in on levies. My name is Asanda Beta. Welcome. We're talking about the major findings from the research seminar on the economic impact of agricultural exports, and then obviously zooming in on levies. We mentioned different examples there. 7.3% an increase in agricultural exports on deciduous fruits, 5.6% in wine exports, and 5.3% in citrus. And these are just some of the commodities within the agricultural sector. So the difference in the increasing numbers, will that matter depending on which country favors which commodity more, or is it in terms of what we as South Africa are able to produce?
Okay, for now, understanding that most of our exports, agricultural exports, largely go to the European Union as a bloc, but specifically to Netherlands, the UK, German, Canada, among other countries. Yes, if there are changes within those major markets, yeah, we should expect to see a little bit of checks in our exports. But still, the changes in the export market would be the biggest kind of, it would be like, to what extent are the changes in that market. If they're not very significant, and then if you can easily adjust to meet what is required in the export market, then we don't foresee so much challenges in terms of our exports into those countries.
So that's the looking at the increased numbers then in terms of how favorable levies are. But will it depend then on the specific country in terms of how unfavorable conditions are in the impact it will have on levy expenditure?
Generally, for example, if you look at the quality requirements, food safety requirements within UK, Netherlands, German, basically Europe, they don't differ so much. So if our agricultural product meets requirements in a specific country, for example, UK, to a great extent, you realize that that very product can as well meet requirements of the other countries within the European Union, unless if there is a very unique or specific issue that needs to be addressed from South Africa. But that's not usually the case. That usually arises if there is, for example, an outbreak of a pest or a food safety issue.
Okay, so when we say levy expenditure, who bears the brunt of this expenditure, and what does it mean for the emerging farmer?
So all stakeholders along the value chain in a given industry are responsible or bear the brunt of this expenditure. How? So for every, for example, kilogram of citrus produced, the producer will pay a little fee at that level. When it goes to the pack house, goes into the processing phase, they also pay a little fee towards that ton or kilogram of fruit. So everyone along the value chain contributes something small. And this amount or this contribution is agreed upon by the stakeholders within that very specific industry. So it doesn't come out as a problem to the users because it's agreed upon by the stakeholders within a given industry. So they'll be comfortable with those charges along the value chain. Then in response to the question, what does that mean to the emerging farmers? Lately, there's been kind of new guidelines to help emerging farmers also get into the formal market structure. And the levies that are collected, 20% of that is used to help emerging farmers also get into the formal market. So they also benefit from these levies.
So on the levy expenditure, for the commercial farmer, is there protection against monopolies or unfair competition when we talk about levies and levy expenditure for agricultural export?
Within the commercial side, issues of monopoly, especially with regards to kind of production or accessing the market, what I think or what's working best is you contribute a levy depending on how much you put into the value chain. If you produce very many tons of a given commodity and a levy is charged per ton, it means your contribution in terms of levies to the industry has to commensurate with how much produce, commodity or produce you bring on the market. So in any way, the issue of monopoly or unfair competition in this case is not a problem.
Moses Lubinga is senior researcher with the National Agricultural Marketing Council, the NAMC, talking to us here on Planting the Seeds. This is SAFM. The last part of our chat continues tomorrow, so make sure you tune in for that right here on Planting the Seeds. Goodbye from me, Asanda Peda, for now.